coming back in from closed session. Can we have a report out, please?
Yes, Angela Davis, County Administrator. In the matter of the public employee discipline dismissal release, the Board of Supervisors serving as the appeal board to hear a deputy sheriff's appeal of discipline under Section 8.5 of the Siskiyou County Personnel Policies. And after having conducted the appeal hearing on December 19 and 20, 2024, issues the following reportable action. Motion made by Supervisor Haupt, seconded by Supervisor Kopseps. By a vote of 4-0, the Board of Supervisors orders that the termination of the deputy sheriff's employment is affirmed. Supervisor Harris did not participate in hearing the appeal or making the final decision by the board.
And can I get times for into closed?
Yes, this is Natalie Reed, County Council. The board went into closed session at 8:32 a.m. and came out of closed session at 9 a.m. From 8:32 a.m. to 8:37 a.m. is when item 4A was handled. Thereafter, we handled agenda items 4E and the urgency item, and we will address the balance of the closed session agenda items at the end of the meeting.
Thank you. Let's move on to the invocation with Chaplain Howe, and then we'll get to Wendy.
Thank you.
Once again, I think we need prayer this morning, so let's go before God and pray. Great God, we thank you for Siskiyou County, our state and nation, so fair and free. We thank you for our county supervisors who serve your people and the aims and resources at their disposal. We're grateful for the people who have made their home in this land. The business of our county to rule justly and to show your mercy is simply beyond human ability. We confess we too often rely on our abilities and forget you are with us. God, you are the one who is present. You offer counsel and wisdom that is beyond us. You open up opportunities that we do not foresee and present us with challenges we cannot understand. We pray for the complexity of issues before these supervisors and the limited resources at our disposal. We come to you seeking wisdom and insight. The infrastructure that makes our county thrive, the hospitals that make people well, the law enforcement that keeps us safe from evil, the distant threat of next summer's fires and today's threat of flooding. We pray you remind us of your presence among us so that together we can serve you. Stir us, awaken us to return to you. Make our houses of worship throughout the county places where people are renewed and where a moral fiber of our people is made to serve you. May we rise up together, Almighty God and Judge of the nations. Make us brave to seek your will in the land you have given us, lest in our political actions we neglect those things which belong to you. Give us awareness of your presence this moment and throughout these deliberations to serve you, now and always, through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Is my microphone on?
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment that the board will be meeting today as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District in County Service Area 3 and receives no additional compensation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 6, presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of this board. Did we have any presentations from the public within the room?
One right here.
morning, Chair O'Brien, members of the board, Sarah Pillard, Health and Human Services. I just wanted to give you a quick update on the HomeKey Plus letter that we were directed to bring back for your consideration. So the department is working diligently to make the updates that you requested, and we intend to bring the letter back at the next board meeting. But I also wanted to let you know that the city has agreed to a veteran's preference. So we will be back with the letter addressing the other concerns that were raised by the board.
Thank you. Anyone online?
None online.
Thank you.
Yeah, some money back.
Anybody? Oh, come on up.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nicole East. I'm from Siskiyou County, and I'm here to say yes on HomeKeep because I want people off the streets. Also, I have a list digitally of people who are behind me who couldn't make it here today. Janice Tenen, Siskiyou County, I vote yes on HomeKeep. We need more housing. Daniel Addison Best, Siskiyou County, vote yes. I want people off the streets and housing. Elaine Meekin, I live in Siskiyou County. I vote yes on HomeKeep. Diana Starling from Siskiyou County, yes on HomeKeep. Donna Bevington, Siskiyou County, yes on HomeKeep. I want people off the streets. And lastly, Suzanne McGraw, Siskiyou County, I definitely vote yes on this project.
Thank you.
Through the chair, you should clarify that we're not here to. The conversation about HomeKeep is only about a commitment letter for services, not the project itself.
Thank you for that. And if you do have a blue card like this, if you could bring it up and hand it to the either side, that would be helpful.
Do you guys see mine?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyone else from the public that would like to speak?
Hello, thank you for hearing us. My name is Jonathan East. I live here in Eureka. I just want to say I'm a yes on HomeKey.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? No one else? All right, moving on. Consent agenda.
I'd like to pull 7F.
F is in Frank?
Yep.
Any other polls before we... Okay. Motion for the rest of the items on consent?
So, moved.
Sorry. Okay, call for a vote, maybe.
All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Balance, sorry. And Supervisor O'Brien?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, item F.
Two quick questions. One, the commission that receives these surveys that will be done over the course of, 10 years or so, that information is indicated that it's not public information, and I get that, the privacy part of it, but is that information public cumulative of the results from those tests?
Sarah Clark, Health and Human Services. Yeah, I'm going to invite my friends from the county office to come up and speak to that since they are.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Sarah, I'm Alan Carter, the County Superintendent of Schools. And I need the question again, please.
So the survey results from this go to a commission in Sacramento. And they state in the information that's there that the information is not public. Am I in the wrong one? Is it the 300,000 instead of the 800,000?
This is the 800,000.
Yeah,
so I think you're in the right one.
Yeah.
So surveys in terms of the children being
yeah.
Oh, like screeners.
The screeners.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah. No, they don't go to the state. So children are assessed for academic concerns, social emotional concerns, and those sort of things. And children can complete a screener.
It's an 8-question survey, right? Is that the one we're talking about?
I'm not aware of it.
I may be on the wrong one. I may be on the 300, and I apologize for that.
I think item F is the 800.
Yeah, okay. But it's an 8-question survey through DESS.
The DESS, yeah. I'm not familiar with the tool, so I...
I'm not sure which tool it's referring to.
So the screening tool, the DESS.
Yeah, there's 8 questions that are provided to students, and this commission basically accounts for the results of those surveys.
We use screening to then provide services to students.
Yeah. Right.
So that's all we do.
But
we
don't,
they don't leave our purview.
Okay.
They don't get sent to the state. That's part of what threw me off. I was like,
talking
about state assessments. This is not a state assessment.
It's
very
understood.
Global.
It's just that 8 questions survey about students, media, social. It's just, they're pretty benign. I get that.
Okay.
My concern was is that the results of that survey made public cumulative countywide versus...
We retain the confidentiality of the students.
Understood.
So the data might be presented to administrators, you know, countywide, but there would be no student level aggregated data that way.
Okay. And then lastly, do parents have consent through this survey?
Yeah, parents can always opt out of those sort of things, yes, absolutely.
Are they made aware of it, though? I know that there's the informed consent, which is kind of a broad net. But our parents have made aware of it.
Yes, there's like a notice to parents that we're conducting it.
Okay.
If there's any additional services that we think a child may need, counseling, for example, I know is one that comes up, that is completely with parent consent and often is in collaboration with the parent.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Any other gentleman? I didn't get a name.
Oh, Mike Matheson.
Thank you.
Associate Superintendent.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstev?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Item 8, departmental requests, Office of Emergency Services. Mr. Shinemi.
Good morning, Board Supervisors. This is Frank Shoney, Director of Emergency Services. Before you, there is a declaration for a ratifying the proclamation of local emergency that I pushed last week on the 11th. Due to the flooding in the Amistad River that came through Northern California that we saw, so right now we do have some damages pretty much across everything. The reason why we pushed that was wanting to push a declaration as well as Air Conditioning District that was compromised due to the flooding. So looking at that for potential continuing for some mitigation efforts as well.
Does that help, Ann Copsa?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. All right, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Did you have a request to bring that back on a particular date?
Negative. There was a discussion, but it's changed.
So it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We are going to. I just don't have my books.
Control.
So we're going
recess.
Sorry. As Board of Supervisors, we're going to convene as Flood Control and Water Conservation Districts. So we need to go to public comment. Anybody in the room? Anybody online?
None online.
Okay. Go to transfer of funds. We have Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District, $15,000. Have a motion.
Second.
Vote.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
And Director Ogren?
Aye. And minute approval February 4th, 2025?
Received no changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
For vote, please.
All righty. Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
And Director Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to adjourn as a Flood Control and Water Conservation District and convene as County Service Area 3. Any public comment in the room? Any online?
None online.
Consent agenda.
I'd like to to pull this item? Quickly, I have a question.
Mr. Shinoni.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Shirley, Director of Emergency Services.
Good morning. Just a quick question. I know this is normal that we do this, but I just want to, I guess, underscore that Mount Shasta's ambulance service provides service throughout the county, and CSA 3 is strictly mainly South County. I know it goes up into Big Springs area through Lake Shastina as well. And where I'm headed with this is that the services that CSA 3 pay for stay in CSA 3 and do not serve outside of that boundary. Even I know there's an occasion where they serve into Butte Valley. And I'm sure Mount Shasta Ambulance Service is aware of that, but I just want to underscore it because we had a measure for the rest of the county at $5 a year that was turned down by the voters. So I want to make sure the money stays where it's taken from.
Great point. So, sir, regarding that, we do have our CSA 3 quarterly meeting, and that is one of the issues that we continue to press forward. Mount Shasta Ambulance has been a great partner on that.
Right.
Really working across the county, and we know that as they service other districts, and especially as a rural ambulance service, that if they end up going to have camp, they can end up going to Aetna. So really making sure that we have set ambulance buggies that are CSA 3 specific in the items that are pulled, we keep track throughout our office as well as what they're using.
Perfect.
So
thank you. So no, I support it.
Yes, yeah, no, I get that. And so, but I would add that they were the ones that stepped in to take on the outside areas.
And
you're right, but it should be defined.
This, yeah, no,
hopefully
I support
that evolves at some point. Because yeah, it probably should be a county.
No, voters turned $5 a year down for it, and I support what Mount Shasta's ambulance service is doing countywide. I just want to make sure the CSA 3 money is to this one.
Yes.
Anyway, move to approve.
Second.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Hell?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Cobbseth?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, we will adjourn as County Service Area 3 and reconvene as Assistant County Board of Supervisors. Move to item 11, appointments.
Okay, this is a continued appointment. This is a vacancy that has been on Siskiyou Resource Conservation District for a while. It is a term ending, it is a vacancy with a term ending November 26th of 26, and it was due to a resignation. And the clerk's office, we did the posting. We have brought it forward, but we didn't have anybody interested. It was continued a while back. We now have a gentleman interested, and it's Barry Brown, and he does live within the district boundaries. I just need to verify when the meeting's done today, if he is appointed, that he's actually registered within the correct address. But both addresses are within the district that we have for him.
Move to appoint Mr. Brown.
Second. Okay, we need a vote.
Alrighty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you.
Move on to minute approval on February 4th.
Yep, no corrections I've received on that either.
Move to approve.
Sorry.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
Well,
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Hands.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oak?
Aye.
Thank you.
And here we have item 13, public hearing for the Community Development Department, public hearing for the first reading of an ordinance reclassifying approximately 323 acres of land south and west of Highway 3 and the community of Callahan from rural residential agricultural 40 acre minimum RRB 40 to Timberland Production District TPZ on APN 031-290-010 Township 39 North Range 8 West Section 7 MDB&M for the McDonough Timberland Zone Change Z-24-01 project.
Hello and good morning. James Phelps, Senior Planner, Siskiyou County. Today I present the McDonough Timberland Rezone Project. This project is located on 323 acres southwest of Callahan. Current zoning is rural residential. The applicant is requesting to rezone the parcel to timberland production in order to better align the zoning of the property with current use as timber production. This project is consistent with the general plan and zoning ordinances for this area. The property meets the requirements for inclusion in the TPZ district. In addition, the property meets the stocking standards of the California Forest Practice Rules of 2024 and Public Resources Code Section 4561. No objections or public comments have been received regarding this project. Staff is recommending finding that this project is consistent with the Siskiyou County General Plan and zoning ordinances. Staff recommends determining the project exempt from CEQA, pursuant to the Timberland Preserves exemption, and approving the project by making the motion contained in your packet.
Thank you, Mr. Phelps. We have a presentation of correspondence.
The clerk's office has received no correspondence, but I have a quick question. Is it maybe possibly a misspelling, sections 7 with an S at the title? So maybe when the second reading comes back, it should be section,
yes,
not plural. And that's all I have.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence in the room and online. Opponents, arguments, or evidence any online
and online.
Okay. Public comments. Rebuttal by proponents? We don't have any. Rebuttal by opponents? Don't have any. We're going to close the hearing?
No.
No, we're not.
No, we want to continue the hearing, please.
Right, because we're going to do that again. Okay, discussion by members of the board.
Make the recommended motion. I don't know what date you're going to bring it back.
We can bring it back on the 4th, March 4th.
Okay. I will include it in my motion.
And is the correction, there was a correction?
With correct? The correction to the title.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Kopp?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren? Or Kopstad?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you. And I will make a note for March 4th.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Phelps. All right. Moving on to item 14. Board and staff reports.
Nothing to report.
Anything from the board?
So I was just down in Sacramento for the CSAC board meeting. Thursday night I did attend a dinner for an awards CSAC, and my only goal as a supervisor is at this point to get Siskiyou County to begin an award and a nice dinner, and I want to take staff down there for God's sakes.
Okay.
Let them come up here and spend money.
Supervisor Harris, anything?
On February 8th, I was at the Tule Lake Volunteer Fire Department crab feed. I attended an LTC meeting on Tuesday the 11th as an alternate Fish and Game Commission meeting that evening. Met with some folks in McLeod on the 12th. Had another LTC meeting with Melissa Cummins on the 13th. And last Saturday I was at the Glenn County Republicans dinner. That's all I got.
Supervisor
Cobb
said.
On February 5th, attended the Golden State Natural Resource board meeting via Zoom. I've moved from vice president to, or vice chair to chair now of that board. Also attended the Air Pollution Control District meeting, and the County Fish and Game Commission meeting that evening. Zoomed in on a Tri-Counties meeting. And that's it.
Supervisor Howe?
Institute, working on an executive order for the Trump administration on wildfire response in the last 2 weeks. I attended the APDC meeting on the 11th, and also had another after-action review, evacuation impacts on ag with the ag commissioner and with the chef. And I was notified last week that at the April American Forest Resource Council conference, I'm going to be recognized for my work in forestry.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And I had on the 11th a Transportation Commission meeting, Fish and Game Commission meeting. On the 13th, I had an ORCAL RC&D meeting. And a few other things I won't mention. That's it. There's nothing else. We will adjourn this meeting. Oh, that's right. We have to go into closed session. See? I'm so close. All right. We're going to closed session.